The University of North Dakota's Energy and Environmental Research Center has been doing a study of what are called rare earth elements in lignite coal. Those elements are essential for such things as cell phones, batteries, and other electronic devices. Currently, the U.S. imports most of those elements from other countries, such as China. This is EERC CEO Charles Gorecki.
We are seeing that we have high concentrations in our coals and our lignites in particular, and it's just identifying where they are, kind of mapping out where they are, and then it's the process, how do you extract them, and then get them to a processing point. So that could be an industry in the future for North Dakota.
Gorecki says the elements are present in both the lignite coal as mined and in the coal ash left over when lignite is burned.
These rare earth elements are worth a lot of money per ton, far more than the coal or anything like that.
Gorecki says at the same time, EERC is researching extracting graphene from lignite.
Graphene is a single layer of carbon molecules in a sheet, and it's extraordinarily light and extraordinarily strong. So aviation is a prime example of where you might really benefit from something like graphene.
And he says the graphene is very valuable.
Graphene is thousands of dollars per ton as opposed to, you know, $10 per ton for coal.
Gorecki says extracting those elements could help keep the lignite industry healthy in North Dakota. He says with carbon capture technologies being developed, lignite's future could be very bright in this state.
At the end of the day, we could have reliable power that we're producing from lignite coal with zero emissions. And on top of it, perhaps mining that coal to get the rare earth elements out of it beforehand. This can be a great energy park where you have no emissions and reliable 24/7 power. So it could be a win for everybody in that case.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.